Manchette, Albina newspaper. News of the day with Marcia Kandil. Trump meets Zelensky today and signs mineral agreement. I trust Putin's commitment to his promises. Vehicle ramming attacks in 1948 occupied territories leave dozen injured, some in critical condition. Cats, we're staying under U.S. cover in Lebanon, southern Syria, and the Philadelphia corridor in Gaza, the political editor wrote. President Donald Trump is swiftly advancing his primary foreign policy agenda, restructuring U.S.-Russian relations to end the Ukraine conflict in a way that reassures Moscow and grants it strategic gains at Ukraine's and Europe's expense. In return, this would halt the U.S.-Russia confrontation and curb the arms race between the world's two most powerful nuclear and conventional military forces. While European and Ukrainian resistance initially seemed to obstruct Trump's plan, reality soon told a different story. Following meetings with French President Emmanuel Macron and British Prime Minister Keir Starmer, Trump is set to host Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky today to sign an agreement on the division of Ukraine's mineral wealth between Kiev and Washington, an arrangement Trump had previously declared a prerequisite for restoring positive relations between the two capitals. Meanwhile, in the region, as the launch of Phase 2 of the Gaza Agreement falters, despite its stipulation that negotiations begin on the 16th day of the first phase, which is now nearing its 42nd day, resistance operations have escalated in the 1948 occupied territories. Two major vehicle ramming attacks were reported in Haifa and Hodeida, north of Tel Aviv, leaving dozens injured, some critically. In Lebanon and the wider region, Israeli War Minister Israel Katz made a shocking announcement stating that with U.S. backing and authorization, Tel Aviv intends to maintain its occupation of Lebanese territory, designating it as an Israeli security buffer zone. The same applies to its continued presence in the Philadelphia corridor in Gaza, despite ceasefire agreements in both Lebanon and Gaza mandating a full withdrawal from these areas. Even more striking was Katz's claim that this presence has been granted indefinitely by U.S. authorization. Additionally, he affirmed that Israeli forces will remain in the Golan Heights permanently, as well as demilitarized zones declared by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in the Syrian provinces of Daraa, Weida, and Quneitra, all under U.S. cover. This comes despite significant concessions made by the new Syrian government to the occupying entity, particularly in weakening the resistance axes and severing its supply lines.